And listen to the beauty of the song that the choir sings. And they're much more harmonious than the squeaks and the laughter of the children as they run in and out. But is there a more beautiful sound than the sound of those kids? I think not. And you remember that the Boston bombers, those two kids, those young men, were once the age of our children here that we celebrate. Somehow along the way, something happened. And you see what distress and anger and hurt that came out of that. We have taken a vow that we will live before our children lives that become the gospel. That means you're going to live a life that looks like Christ's love for these children and lead them so that they don't one day answer all that has happened with hostility and anger and violence. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for the assurance of your presence with us in this place. But even more, dear God, we thank you that you are in all the world, helping to take care of those who have been hurt, whose lives have been violated. We thank you that you are working with those who somehow have transformed your love into violent hatred in this world. We ask you, dear God, to help us to understand how we can love those who hate us. We know that Jesus commanded us to love our enemies. But dear God, it is so very hard. And you're the only one that can help us work through and be what Jesus called us to be. There's so many needs in our world, so many people who do not yet understand what your love means. And you've called us to assemble here in this place to gain understanding and strength and vision to go out into the world and make disciples, to love all those who are so different than we are, to try to help them to understand what your love means. There are many in our church family that have needs. We pray for them today. We ask you to strengthen them, to help them, to give them hope and healing. In all this world, we pray for hope and for healing. Help us somehow to overcome the divisiveness which causes the world to come to a stop sometime. Enable us to be all that you call us to be. As we remember our Savior Jesus Christ, and as we pray together the prayer that he taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.